I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com, joined by Sean Driscoll, head football coach at Winthrop High School. Day two of practices, coach, for the 2015 season, and got some nice sunshine in Winthrop here this afternoon.
Yeah, we got nice sun, nice little breeze, so off to a good start weather-wise, at least.
Well, as I look around the field here at the behind where the high school is now, the current high school, you got three different groups going here. Tell me what's happening.
Well, we got 49 kids out for football, and they're learning what their routine will be during the season for practice and the drills that they do. Right now, it's a lot of organizational stuff going on the first 2 days, trying to get stuff in order, and then starting tomorrow, pick up where who's going to be where and who's doing what. So.
Tell me, let's just talk about what you lost, not to be on a downer, but you lost your son, Dylan Driscoll.
Yeah, I lost that quarterback. We lost pretty much our entire offensive line, and you lose 17 seniors in Winthrop High School. It is a big blow, and we have...
That's a huge blow. That's an inside-the-park home run, I think.
Coming out this year, our feeling is we've got to try to work back to the drawing board, really work some baby steps with some of the new players. We have three returning seniors, and we have four first-year seniors came out for football this year, which we think is great, and hopefully we can build them into something that's going to get better each day. And like I try to explain to my kids, this is like building a house, and we're starting to lay out the land now. Hopefully by our first scrimmage, we'll have the foundation built, and we keep getting better each day. That's the key.
I see them bringing in the lumber. That's not a bad sign here.
Yeah. They're off to a good start as far as getting here and knowing what we're looking for. And their work ethic's been great. Their enthusiasm's been great. Now we just got to try to mold them into a team and get them ready to go.
Not to focus too much on the past, but Dylan, your son, is at Plymouth State. How about an update there?
He's off to Plymouth State. He's there, and he's going to try to take part in football and in baseball, hopefully later on. But we'll see how that plays out. But I said goodbye to a lot of kids because all those kids from last year's team grew up around the same time as my son, all went to school, and it was kind of sad to see. But they're moving on to bigger and better things, and I'm sure they're going to have a great career.
Any other notes from any of your other players, either from last year's seniors or prior players, and what they're up to in the fall here?
Yeah, well, Sean Gillis was an all-scholastic defensive lineman from last year's team. He's at WPI. You know, we have Jake Chedina, who is also a WPI. He's going to go and play some basketball there. Two of our key players from last year. We got also a couple of kids from my team last year that just going out. Rolando Racinos is out at Anna Maria, getting a lot of reps out there from what I understand. He's doing well, and it's good. It's good to see the kids get off to school, especially some of the ones that struggled when they were younger with school, and getting them there is a great thing. So hopefully that continues.
How about a name or two of, the hopeful, somebody hopeful to make this year's team for you guys?
Our quarterback right now, the quarterback battle's going on, but right now the lead candidate who's had a great summer as far as working out and training is Chris Sufante. He's a junior, probably going to be our starting quarterback. In the backfield, we had Jonathan Gonzalez, who got a little bit of time last year, also a junior. He's had a great work ethic over the years since he's been a freshman here. He's a junior. Those are two names that stand out right now. I will tell you also that we also have fullback Matt Tarantino, middle linebacker, who got some time last year on the offensive side of the ball here and there, and we're going to try to make it work.
All right, Coach, any other thoughts about Winthrop football this year?
Well, it's like I said, this is the time of year where it's a grind. You figure out who's who, and we always at Winthrop High School preach we're going to compete regardless what we have and how we're going to do it, and that's how the mentality's been, and we got to keep that mentality going.
In the NEC South, or small as it is, how is that shaping up as you see it? What teams do you think are going to be strong this year?
I think anyone that we're going to see on that South side is going to be tough. I think it's going to be a very competitive league, as it has been for the past couple of years. We now have some changes with Gloucester coming in and Danvers going out. I think it's going to be very very interesting year to see how it all plays out. I know, Gloucester, Winthrop, we haven't played each other now in about 3 or 4 years, I think it's been. And it's good to get that tradition back. We got Salem in the league, Saugus, Swampscott. Those are all competitive games. Every game, regardless what the records are, they've been always competitive. So we're looking forward to it. And like I said, September 11th, we open up with Danvers at home, and that's going to be a battle. I know they have that program rolling there, so that's going to be a tough one for us.
Sounds good. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
Sean Driscoll, head football coach at Winthrop High School on MSONewsSports.com.